Hello, this is Zorro Daddy. Having pride in ourselves is crucial, and believing ourselves capable is essential to that pride. But there are moments when we need to understand what we can and can't do. This story is titled, Like Eggshells, and it is taken from the book entitled, Gratification, Discipline, and Humiliation. Having someone to show us the way when our heads come down out of the clouds is probably the one favor we could never ask for, but need more than we realize. I hope you enjoy listening to this story. Every word you will hear is a piece of my heart, mind, and soul. Like Eggshells by Zorro Daddy. Sarah gazed into his eyes and trembled at the power he held over her. His arms were folded behind her back, and his left hand gripped her wrists. His groin connected with her midriff, pinning her to the brick wall, and his right hand had reached under her dress, finding the swollen and aroused evidence of her condition. He pressed his palm inward, driving her towards a conclusion that had been hours in the making. His eyes held a glassy coldness to them, and his jaw was locked into the gritting of his teeth, unmistakable behind his tightly drawn lips. The cold air of the late autumn evening sent a chill up her spine, and the clothing he dressed her in did little to keep her warm at this point. "I told you. It all would happen exactly as I said it would, didn't I?" he asked her in a monotone voice. "Yes, Daddy," she whispered, breathlessly, as his tone had made her shudder within. "And you know what I'm waiting for, don't you?" he asked, as a look of delight rolled across his pupils.
"Yes, Daddy," she whispered in a tone now as weak as her knees were becoming.
"That's a good girl," he said, releasing her wrists and running his fingertips down the side of her face. "Don't fight it anymore, Sarah. It's time to submit." She closed her eyes, remembering all which had happened, which led to this very moment. A few hours earlier, Sarah and her daddy were sitting at home on the couch, watching a movie when he stated that it was time to start getting ready for bed. She began fussing uncontrollably. "Why?" she pouted, folding her arms to equal the scowl on her face. "I am able to be a big girl, you know. I can take care of myself." "Is that right, princess?" he asked, giving her a raised eyebrow for the pouty behavior she was displaying. She didn't respond. She just lowered her chin and stood her ground. "Well, I'm sorry you feel that way," he said bluntly. "But maybe you're right." Her eyes perked up. What was this? Was he about to let her stay up later? Was that all it took? Just a little pouting? If that was the case, she would certainly throw more little tantrums, just like this one, in the future. "How about we find out how much of a big girl you are?" he asked, taking her by the hand and leading her back to the bedroom. He didn't seem mad, just determined to prove a point, and in no amount of time he had stripped her of everything she was wearing, leaving her standing by the foot of her bed, in just her diaper. Her chin was lowered, but not for shyness. Rather, her chin was lowered because she didn't know what was about to happen to her. Her arms were still folded, but not for standing her ground. Rather, because she had become insecure. But nothing could prepare her for what was about to take place. He walked behind her and yanked her diaper down to her ankles, having her step out of it and leading her by the hand to the closet. There are three things about you, baby girl, that I know. And remember a lot better than you do, apparently, he said, while taking down her light tan summer dress and her faded blue jean jacket from their hangers. Number one, you need as much rest as you can get. And when you get tired, you grow weak in the knees. Imagine what might happen if Daddy wasn't there to catch you when you fall. He led her back to the dresser and opened the sweater drawer, taking out the dark green oversized one and tossing it onto the bed. He turned to her and slid the tan summer dress over her arms and head, allowing it to flow down on her frame. Number two, you will wet yourself eventually. Sometimes you won't know it's happening until it's begun. Other times, you'll hold it until it hurts, he said, slipping the dark green sweater over her as well. Imagine what would happen if you weren't wearing your diaper. He put her arms into the sleeves of her jean jacket and took out the black thong panties he had ordered for her a few weeks ago. And number three, you are a horny baby girl, and you always will be. A mere toy, touching you in the right way, will make you spasm until you come, he said, making her step into the panties, as he slid them up her legs and into place. Imagine if you didn't have a toy, or anyone to help you realize that big girl urge between your legs. He retrieved her leather knee-high boots from the closet floor and slid them onto her feet. And I guess the only way to make these things clear to you is to show you what would happen if you pretended to be a big girl, he said, softening his tone a bit. Daddy will be with you the whole time, but tonight, you're gonna be a big girl. That means no pacifiers, no diaper, no littleness. Not until you learn why you need a guiding hand in your life. And not until you promise to remember all the things which are done for you. He took her by the hand and led her straight out of the house, grabbing his coat along the way. She had no idea where he was taking her, but his tone and his mood had softened back to the daddy-esque quality she was accustomed to. Still, she could tell there was a difference in the air. Where were they headed? She soon found out. He drove directly to the mall, parking in the nearest space. On the way there, she kept playing with the little pouch that was attached to the front of her panties. It felt weird not being in a diaper, and weirder having no clothing on nor object in her possession that she had grown accustomed to having as his baby girl. They got out of the car, and she took two steps forward before he stopped, pressed her back against his chest, reached into his coat pocket, and took out the egg, placing it into that little black pouch on the front of her panties. What was the egg? It was a small, vibrating piece of plastic. He then tightened up the thong strings by yanking on them and tying them into a knot. The egg pressed tightly against her peach, and the shock jolted her for a moment. She turned to him and pressed herself up against his side as they made their way into the mall. He could feel her beginning to shake a little, but still she kept resolve on her face, in her eyes, and in her movement. She was determined to prove she could be a big girl. And though she sort of had an idea, she still didn't know what was to come. They had only walked a few feet when the egg in her panties suddenly began to vibrate. She stopped in her steps for a moment, as the tight contact with the egg had sent a small bit of pleasure through her. She looked over at him, and the small remote-controlled device in his left hand. It was no bigger than a remote for a car door, and looked the same.
This was going to be a battle of willpower, and she knew right away that she had to somehow control the urges. It was the only way to show that this simple little toy couldn't make her come. But in public, the odds were against her. She couldn't reach under her dress discreetly and make the necessary adjustments to prevent any further pings of enjoyment from entering into her. The only way to win this battle was to resist and ignore the effects of the vibrations. The egg shook suddenly, and the initial stimulation wore off. It was something she knew she could handle. The first few steps, however, were still a bit challenging, as she quickly had to train herself on how to move naturally with the sensations. And this small victory gave her a bit of confidence that maybe she would be the one proving the point on that night, instead of her daddy. Still, she silently admitted to herself that he was actually quite right. She was a horny baby girl, but maybe she could win this little egg challenge and make him wear the yolk on his face. Suddenly, the egg vibrated more rapidly, and the sensations became more powerful, snapping her out of her mental pep rally and returning her to the moment, which now included the knowledge that the egg had different levels and settings. She shuddered at the increase of pleasure being pulsed into her. She kept her steps deliberate and even while concentrating on controlling her breathing. She knew herself well and was aware that the moment she lost control of her breath, she would erupt into an orgasm. That was who she was, and that was what happened. Normally. Perhaps she was foolish to have taken up this challenge. Her urges did make her a time bomb, and she began to regret having pouted about getting ready for bed. He hadn't said she needed to go to bed. He just said it was soon time to start getting ready for bed. And she thought about it. She could be sitting on his lap right now, in her diaper and her nightie, as they continued to watch that movie. But instead, her stubbornness had led to a challenge which would end with her defeat, or at best, a long walk across eggshells to reach an unlikely triumph. Setting three of the eggs started her down a path where she wanted to give in to the feeling, but almost wanted to keep fighting it. And it was this confusion that finally started to crack her shell. She walked over to the front window of the Victoria's Secret store, trying to distract herself from the ecstasy offering itself for her taking. Her daddy walked up behind her, wrapped his arms around her, resting his chin on her right shoulder. She looked at the pink baby doll nightie displayed in the window, and offering her no help in avoiding the thoughts on her mind. He rocked her back and forth slowly, and she whimpered slightly at the tenderness of his actions. Her mind was scrambling against any and all affections, and confusion was beginning to set in. "Don't you want to go home, baby girl?" he whispered softly in her ear with a syrupy rich tone of daddy on his breath. "No, daddy," she responded quietly with short, choppy inhales, her current attempt to resist. "Are you sure?" he asked, teasing and tempting her while preparing to humiliate her very thoughts. "There are soft nighties and blankets there, and pacifiers to nibble on. You'll be put back in a diaper where it's safe to wet yourself. And when you're a good girl, Daddy will make that wonderful feeling between your legs feel so much better. All you have to do is accept who you are." His words were so loving and so inviting, she wanted to cry. She wanted to jump into his arms and beg him to take her back to the little world he kept her in. But she didn't. She had a chance to show how strong she could be, how big she could be, but she was realizing how little she actually was inside and in her senses. She began to grasp why she belonged in a diaper. and why she needed a daddy to take care of her.
You could be lying in my arms right now, enjoying that undeniable urge you keep fighting. All you have to do is accept who you are, he said, taking her by the hand and leading her to the closest exit.
But Sarah's lifelong trait of personality was that she couldn't accept certain things, and she couldn't admit to what she needed to. This had always plagued her. She threw up a wall at the first sign of danger, and it was her daddy who had slowly and systematically helped her to break down that wall. Sometimes it was kind words that were needed. Other times, like this time, more drastic measures had to be taken. He led her out the exit doors and took her over to the brick wall on the outside, pinning her hands behind her back and her back to the wall. She opened her eyes, returning to the moment from her flashback. She looked up at him and shook with one last fleeting attempt to win. But his words kept coaxing her to show her weakness, her submissiveness. This wasn't an unpleasant thing to show at all, but now when she showed it, she would be showing acceptance, and her stubborn nature had one round left in this battle of willpower. You have to pee right now, don't you? He asked, turning the egg up to a fourth setting and pressing his hand inward on the plastic toy between her legs. When you get nervous, you start to pee. Wouldn't it feel wonderful to let it go?
Yes, Daddy, she whispered, as a tear fell from her eye.
He caught the tear trail with his thumb and wiped it away. If she was going to submit her will to him, she wanted him to take it from her exactly as he was doing. She didn't want to have a choice in the matter. And if she was going to learn to accept her dependence, she wanted to do it slowly. And he was making it as easy on her as he possibly could.
But you're not in a diaper. It's hard to pee when you're not in a diaper, isn't it? It doesn't feel right, he said, watching the last flickers of resistance leave her baby brown irises.
You need a diaper as much as you need a daddy, don't you?
Yes, Daddy, I need you,
she barely whispered as she started shaking. You want to come, don't you? He asked in a kept calm tone, watching her tremble increase.
Yes, Daddy,
she exhaled almost inaudibly. But you need my permission first. Isn't that right, baby girl? He asked rhetorically.
Yes, Daddy, please.
She mouthed with her lips, now unable to make sound. Wet yourself first, he said bluntly and sharply. She looked up at him with horror.
Now,
he said even more sharply. And with no further willpower left, she released the aching muscles she had clenched for quite some time now. Her pee came rushing out, over the egg and panties, over his hand, and down both her legs, staining her leather boots. The relief she felt outweighed the embarrassment. But then he turned the egg up all the way to setting 10. He quickly yanked her off the wall into his arms and embrace, and plunged two fingers into her mouth as he placed his hand on her bottom and pulled her center tightly to his pelvic bone. She closed her eyes, wrapped her arms around him, sucked on his fingers forcefully, and came for him. Her legs went numb, and he held her to a standing position for the next few minutes as one long orgasm drained her of everything she had. By the end, she was a drenched, limp, and spent little girl. He carried her to the car, and for the first time in her life, she felt completely free from the need to have that wall of defense. everything would be different from now on, because Sarah had been broken, like eggshells. The end.